You gonna tell me every time a black man gets shot by a cop, something wrong with him? Every time a white man shoot up a group of people, he got mental illness? Every time? I don't say shit to me. Let's go. Yeah, boy, we back in here. The Enigma Sep Hour. It's your boy Enigma September in the building once again. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling out there? We got the live on YouTube popping. Feel free on the live joint. Leave a comment. Let me know what's good. If you're listening afterwards, if you're not on the live broadcast, feel free to leave a comment. Like the page below, subscribe to the YouTube joint, and what else to tell you to do? Like, subscribe, share, all of that. Do all of that. Again, this is your boy Enigma September. What's good? Week 8, episode 8 of the Enigma Sep Hour. I'm excited. I got my man Sam Rivera. In English, he'll be stopping by in the halfway mark, 30-minute mark. So you guys stay tuned for that. You got a good show, man. For once, I think Enigma is going to keep it underground, try to keep it local outside of the billboard. I'm still going to get you out of the billboard, but try to keep it much, much, much local underground this time. So y'all stay tuned for that. So, I'm excited. I got my mans on the show, and we're going to get to it. So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play the first track. And my man Eric Days, what's good, bro? I told you, I got you. I got my man Eric Days, you know what I'm saying, play this track, Fly Summer, you know what I'm saying, part of his Trench Day series. My man been dropping freestyles or songs or snippets. Just giving y'all content every Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure to follow the bro. You know what I'm saying? He really out here doing it. So go ahead and play Fly Summer by Eric Days. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Scott Thrill made it a fly summer. Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Fly summer, a fly summer. I turned the summer up. I told the winter, pump your brakes. I'm trying to show that I'm slimming up. Plenty tanks in my collection. Far as the lyrics, I be ranking with the best of them. Yeah, I can see me in Pasadena, driving the Alpina, finally cracking the Zenith. Yeah, but I'm FLA for life, and I was born twice, so me and God got no gripes. Yeah, I've been here for 8 summers. The music in this is something you can't take from us. We not the same, cause I'm built for the pressure. Meanwhile, you wilt under pressure. Don't ever act like I'm not a budding star. Misunderstood, I'm complex like Nadeska. But it really was my destiny. In class, I used to beat the desk up. Caught hell like felonies. Still identified with all the gifted within the general population. I'm such a misfit. Salute the Marty and Fern. All of my records get played until the party adjourns. Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Scott Thrill made it a fly summer. Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Yeah, fly summer, a fly summer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Days. Still Miley.
It was a fly summer. Actually, it's still a fly summer. It's not fall yet, guys. It's not fall. We have 7 more days of summer. So get your fly on. Nah, for real, though. This is my Eric Dave for Fly Summer. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time. You got an hour. Maybe some minutes. Because I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to give you these Billboard lists. All right. So we got some new entries. You should know. Should know what's going to happen. You got Eric, you got Enigma, and you got, of course, Eminem, number one rap album in the country. Big surprise. Wow. Who would have thought? Who would have thought a big artist drops a surprise album? It's whoa. He's number one. Yeah, so predictable. Anyway, so yeah, Kamikaze is number one, top rap out of the country. Whoop de whoop. Number two, Travis Scott with Astroworld. Number three, Drake with Scorpion. Number four, Post Malone with Beer Bongs and Bentley. Pretty sure I can do this memorized at this point. Number five, Nicki Minaj with Queen. Number six, Juice WRLD, Goodbye and Good Riddance. Can we say Good Riddance to this album on the charts? Not saying it's a bad album. But can we get rid of, like, can we dump like 10 albums on the charts to get rid of everybody on here? I'm tired, boss. Number seven, Triple X Tentacion with Question Mark. Number eight, Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy. Number nine, Trippy Red with Life's a Trip. I'm pretty sure he didn't name the album. I know I've said this before. I am sure Trippy Red did not name that album. And number 10, Little Baby, Harder Than Ever. Pause. Okay. Now, we have the top hot songs, and we have a few new entries. New entries, except for number one. Number one, Forever and a Day, Drake and My Feelings. Which I was thinking, I wonder if people were really requesting LMA's booed up. In the song, she say, "I'm in my feelings" or whatever. I don't know. I'm not hip to the hip to the hip hop. I'm thinking, like, what if people call into radio stations, if they still do that, Payola, and were really like, "Y'all want to hear that In My Feelings song?" And it was really Ella May that they wanted to hear, and instead the DJ, a program director or computer, play Drake In My Film. Because it's just number one forever. I'm just saying. Number two, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin with I Like It Like That. Number three, Tekashi 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murder Beast with Fifi. Number four, Post Malone, Better Now. Number five, Eminem, featuring Jordan Lucas with a new entry, Lucky You, off his new album. Number six, Juice WRLD with Lucid Dreams. Number eight, Travis Scott with Sicko Mode. Number nine, Tiger featuring Offset with Taste. And number 10, Eminem again, with Fall. The song was, he's asking for you to fall on his face. Or don't fall on his face. I don't know. So, folks, y'all part of the same smart tech. Off of y'all getting shot. Yeah, he decided to just, you know, go at everybody. Joe Budden, Lord Jamar, Tyler, the Creator. We apologize for, not necessarily apologize to, but apologize for dropping the F-bomb. Not that F-bomb, the other F-bomb that he's been notorious for dropping, his little interviews with Sway, I guess. And then decide to make content. We're going to interview myself with Sway, as if Sway is just not going to say everything I ask him to. I thought she was a fan, Enigma. Why are you talking so bad about Eminem? I'm not just making fun. I am a fan. September Libras are the best. October Libras are all right. Eminem's October Libras, so yeah. Feel about T.I. and Lil Wayne. The September Libras are the best, T-Pain. Anyway, those are your top 10 rap albums and top 10 rap songs according to people who just listen to Spotify all day, apparently. So, we'll get back into some real hip hop. Yeah, I said it. From the ops, come down to mainstream. I didn't know the chart. You got 5 minutes. 5 minutes of the chart. Find me who's calculating whatever. Is someone calculating anything else? This is boring. Billboard is boring. Yeah. Tired. I'm trying to maintain kind of similar to my old Enigma Step Hour that I did 10 years ago, started 10 years ago, this summer, or that summer. Ooh, I'm not new to this, like some of you guys. Shot fire, bah, 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 bah. Anyway, I'm maintaining. So we're going to play Maintaining by Eric Days, because I like Eric Days. That's the home. So we're going to do this. This is the Enigma Step Hour.
We could sit here for about three quarters of an hour and reminisce with this man on records that he's made, but I want to play you what they call the Soul National Anthem. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the records you've made, and we'll ask you to sing again after you catch your breath.
Can't catch a break in life, no labor law. Occupied with the grind outside, so the cable off. Surely grind 40 hours a week still. Rap bubbling slowly, eat starving to eat still. I'm sick of this mundane living. Even the Fridays got a Monday feeling, but got the hopes that I'ma one day kill it. I'm learning contentment from my Uncle Polly. I'm gaining confidence from my Uncle Johnny. So the love being that underdog, cause I'ma earn stripes before the numbers crawl. Them overnight stars spaz out when they fall, but once you come from the bottom, you've already endured. Y'all emotions get the best of y'all. Days stay level, I'm maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my homies maintaining. Yeah, I'm maintaining, maintaining. Maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my doubts are maintaining. Yeah, never too high, never too low. Maintaining. What it do, brethren? I'm maintaining. Relaying no fear to y'all. Built for this marathon. Milking this overtime, cause I'm Haitian American. I said all that just so I could rhyme it with Farrakhan. Nonetheless, it was power. You could compare the time when it was clever rhymes. Oh, Yeezy had me faded. This that feeling you craving. I brought you something to savor. Speech is getting more slurred, but I'm maintaining. Laying culture popping right now, but I'm still hanging. If God blessing all the trappers, I figure he got a trick up his sleeve for all the activists. Y'all emotions get the best of y'all. Days stay level. I'm maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my homies maintaining. Yeah. I'm maintaining, maintaining. I'm maintaining, maintaining. Mike can spot you with dub if you're struggling. Making sure all my dogs maintaining. Yeah. Still Molly. Days. Maintain, maintain. Yeah, yeah. I maintain, maintain.
Woo! Yeah. Shout out to DJ Nove. Yeah. That was maintaining Eric Days doing his thing. Shout out my man. We got Shem on the way. he's going to be interviewing. He'll be the special guest, featured MC on the podcast, at the 30-minute mark. So he'll be here any minute now. Actually, about 14 minutes for who's counting. Anyway, I'm going to get into, first, I want to get into these albums. Because now, this is my month, the month I named myself after, is September. I guess all of my people, all of my homies, want to bless your boy with albums. It's like, yo, they nick myself. I'm going to drop an album in September, boy, because we drop albums in September. Yo, some classic albums drop in September. Yeah, you think Quim and I drop in September? I mean, volume two, I think they're the same. I should have looked that up before I even mentioned that on podcast. Somebody look that up. Holler at your boy, tweet me, at EnigmaSelp9. Let me know what albums dropped September 98 or 2008, but I know 98. I know what Quim and I dropped. I remember it was my birthday gift to myself. I was turning 18, and if you're wondering why I'm telling my age, or that seems like, wow, Enigma, that was a long time ago to be 18. Look at here. You see these? Yeah, it's wisdom. Or I'm just not taking care of myself. I'm 18 early. Regardless, that was a good year, and I brought the Equipment Out album for my 18th birthday, because it came out that week. So, and that's another reason why that album is special to me. And I do think that Quim and I was OutKast's best album. Now, is it my favorite album? No. My favorite album is ATL. But I do believe OutKast's best album is Quim and I. And if you disagree, at me, bro. Twitter, at EnigmaSelp9, the number 9. Don't type N-I-N-E. You're going to look crazy. I should make that a Twitter handle. That'd be fun if people start actually adding Enigma Self, N-I-N-E. I should do that just in case. Yeah. You guys do realize I'm just talking to myself most of the time. And I do this all of the time. Let's get to it, though. Well, man, my peoples, man, they dropped some albums. And I want to give... I may have the grand idea of giving reviews. Bum, 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 bum. As if I don't have sound effects available to me. Just gonna make my own sound effect. That's what I'm doing. That's what we do now. And if we don't have our own sound effects, go ahead. Okay, I already did it, so I'm gonna leave that be. Anyway, yeah, so. First, I'm going to get into the first album that I listened to this week. Now, all the albums I don't think dropped this week. I'm pretty sure. Do they? I know Shim's album dropped on the 3rd. You know what? I do think. I think they all dropped this week. Wow. Would you look at that? Not just this month, but this week. Anyway, first project dropped, my man Big Low. Now, what? Big Low. My man Big Low. He in Gainesville right now. He dropped the Illegalist this week. Should be available on all streaming platforms. Or you can go up my man's shows to get the gold tape. Because if you're doing it like that, I think you only got like 100 of them. My thoughts on the project, it was dope. But what else would you expect? A man come simple. What's the lethal simplicity? Is that what Tagger said? Like, Big Low. Matter of fact, I can't even say that because it's not even simplistic. It's simplistic in that he has, I can't even say a formula, but he has a style and it works. It works. But it's not simple. I don't want to put a man like that. And honestly, if I did, it gets me out of way. I'm not listening because it's definitely not simple. Not simple. Very complex lines, rhyme schemes, and all this stuff. But on the surface, my man is getting you dope beats, dope lyrics, and he gave you Easter eggs. He put little stuff in there. My man had a Cat Stacks rhyme. Cat Stacks. In 2018. Who rapping about Cat Stacks in 2018? That's dope. That's my man Big Low, right? So if you're interested, definitely check that out, man. Like I said, you got the website, boom. I'm wearing the hat out of support, not because my hair is nappy. Y'all see that on the live. The Big Low Hip Hop. BigLowHipHop.com. Get the merch. Holler at my man. Because it's dope. But yeah, dope project. Takeaways. Is that a takeaway from the project? Not much. I think the only takeaway is Low does what he does. It's him. And it's not going to be a deviant from that. So you expect him to just come up with some crazy trap sounding crap just to be different. Nah, he's going to give you what he's going to give you. You better be satisfied. But it's going to be dope. It's always dope. Every project he's dropped, I've enjoyed sincerely. And my man's just hustling. He's grinding. They say he on the road right now. He dropped. He's in Tallahassee. Yesterday. I'm going to get into that later. But, yeah. So, other than that, man, y'all definitely check that out. If you love rhymes, love dope beats, you love dope rhymes, you can't lose a Big Low. Guaranteed. Trust me. Alright. Next album, Project at Drop. My man Chad Rhymes. Now, of course, Chad Rhymes was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. He finally dropped his Pack Life, J-M-I-T-R. Actually, listening to that joint today. I was at the J-O-B. Don't tell nobody. But I was able to sneak in, give that project a listen. Definitely dope, you know what I'm saying? If you heard the joints he had with the Deep and the 100 on the Dash, a lot more of that type of sound. He had a couple of skits in there to kind of keep it moving. And, Chad can spit. He can spit. The beats was dope. Shout out to Band Geeks. They put a good project, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't anything you want to be like, man, what the world is this? It's definitely something. It got dope quality. My only takeaway from the project, I'm going to take away to keep it fair. I like all these projects. But I got to give y'all a little taste of whatever. My only takeaway from the project is it sounds like not everything else, but it fits into today, which is a good thing, but also, too, it's kind of like, all right, you can play this in the club, but then you can play a lot of stuff, other stuff in the club. That's the only takeaway. But other than that, he sounds good. He does a good job. He doesn't sound amberish. Did I say that right? It feels like he don't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Execution was great. So, yeah. So, y'all check that out, man. Pack Life. Shout out to all the space packers out there. You know what I'm saying? Big up to my man, Chad Rhymes. Third project. Oh, yeah, man. There's a lot of joints dropping. Really enjoy this project. My man, Dun John, dropped the project. Also available on streaming apps. Chad Rhymes also available on streaming apps. So, check that out. Type in Chad Rhymes, 2 D's, R-I-M-E-S. My man, Dun John. He dropped Florida Hair, Florida Air. Yes, I pronounced the eight. Hate Me Later, Florida Air. I think it was a short project. That's not a takeaway. I think he only dropped like 8 tracks. But if you follow me on Twitter, I did give him a pretty big compliment, and I stand by it. There's definitely some Outkast DNA in the project, in his music. And like I just said, Quemini is one of my favorite albums of all time. ATLiens is my favorite album of all time. So to compare someone to Outkast, that's saying a lot. That's really saying a lot. And on the project, I'm not saying that he necessarily sounds like Outkast, nor should you expect Outkast is popping up, but you can listen to the DNA. the DNA is definitely there. I'm pretty sure he'll probably say the same thing. That, yeah. Hey, yo. I'm pretty sure he'll say the same thing in that. Hold on. I'm pretty sure he'll say the same thing that the DNA in regards to his music is from that era, from that group. It sounds like that group. But he did a dope job. The only takeaway I would say is, oh, the album's too short. Nah. Yeah, it's hard to say. Other than, you know, you just gotta keep going or whatever. And if he do that, it'll be dope. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Big up. Big up to my man Don John. On Pimp Talk, the coldest teddy bear you know. You want to be pimp? I see you, boy. I see you pimping. And the last album I listened to was my man Shim, who's going to be on the show in just a few minutes. Again, another dope project. A lot of energy. A lot of energy. I think this is his first joint. We're going to learn in a few minutes if it is. If so, he did a great job. He did not sound, again, he did not sound amorous. He didn't sound like, you know, it was something new to him. He really came off
as if he knew what he was doing. And that's really dope. That's really dope. So I really think that you guys should check it out. Of course, he's going to be on the show in just a few minutes, actually. So make sure to check that out. But before we get into that, we also had a show at the Wilbury. My man Big Low came through, started his tour off. I think he started out in Pensacola, but then came back and started the first leg here in Tallahassee at the Wilbury. He had my man Sharif Knockout on the bill, Busta Wolf, and Artisan P, who was on the show last week, and Sharif Knockout was on the show the week before, of course, and also Intricate with Rob Otis and DJ Nove, who was also on the show a couple weeks ago. So outside of OVO Nove, dope show, man. Dope show. Y'all missed it, and honestly, man, y'all gotta start coming out to these shows, man. Like, you're really missing some really good hip hop. Everyone's set was dope. So I saw a Big Low with the song titles, with the pictures. I see you, Playboy. I see the hustle. It works. But yeah, man, it's a really dope show. I went and bought some merch. Merch is important. So not only do you go to these shows, make sure that y'all purchase the merch, man. Because a lot of these people, like, it's artists are putting money into themselves, investing money into themselves, and it's very important that you show up to these shows. It's very important that, you know, you buy merch and things of that sort so they can continue to make good music. Okay, it's not about if they're a celebrity or if they're famous or nothing like that. It's about supporting someone who's not famous but are doing something that they love. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? Shoot, you want to support me, ain't got a problem with that. But we're not going to get into that right now. We're not going to get into that. But yeah, man. So anytime you hear another local show, you follow me on Nick Myself 9 at Twitter or whatever. Man, definitely check it out. Also, too, like, we got guests coming up. And actually, what's funny is that we met at a local show. It wasn't a local artist, but you did have local artists performing and opening up. And that's how we hooked up. And I've been following him ever since, seeing him doing his thing. And I just really been impressed.
And so, without further ado, I'm going to start my man, Got my man's in the building. Bro, Chim.
Yo, what up? What up?
What's going on, bro?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much, man. Just trying to enjoy this Friday, man.
No doubt, no doubt. It's good to finally have you on this on the podcast, man.
What's up, man? I've been checking in with y'all, man. I love the what you're doing so far, dog. It's pretty good for the city, man. The city needs this for real.
For sure, for sure. Let's jump right into it, bro. Like, we already had you, like I said, a couple times up at the V89 Underground Railroad. You know what I'm saying? You did your thing or whatever. So, like, what's been up since then? You know, dropping the project. What's been the reception so far since dropping the project?
Oh, my God. Man, on the real, bro, it's just been amazing, dog. Like, just the feedback in general has just been outstanding. Like, I got so many new listeners. I got people outside the country listening and tuning in. So that's a blessing right there, man. A lot of people talking about it, so that's a good thing. I'm always meeting somebody else that recognizes my face or something from probably like a music video, and they like, yo, I heard about you, blah, blah. So it's like, it's always refreshing to know that people aren't getting that opportunity to listen to dope music, you feel me?
No doubt, no doubt. Now, I got a question, though, because, you know, when you move or whatever, like, how in the world, this is personal, I don't care about the music, how in the world you got in the press box, bro, up at Florida State? I'm trying to figure out how you got to connect. I'm like, yo, I know how Tariq got to connect, but how Tariq got to connect?
Oh, man. So a lot of people don't know, but I'm not only focused on music right now. Like, I'm a sport management major. So in the school, I got a gig with 24/7 Sports. So I'm the intern for them. So, you know, I'll be helping out with articles and interviews and live tweeting the games and stuff like that. So that's how I got that gig up there, man.
Yeah, man, you had one of the posts. I forgot which game. I don't know if it was the Sanford game or not. Which I was at the Sanford game, and that game was stressful. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I saw the post. I'm like, a man in the press box? What's good? I know he just started popping. They know you popping like that. Like yo.
I feel you, man. I feel you.
It's all good, man. Now I'm trying to figure out too. All right, so listen to the project. This is your first like real like project, right?
Yeah, it's my first real one, man.
All right, and like going into it, how was that process? How was the process of going into the project and really, just trying to figure out how to do things or whatever.
Well, the process was kind of long, I'm not going to lie. The first thing is, like, getting into that mode where you want to create a project. Because, you know, we could easily just run into, like, just getting singles and just working on those. But concepts, man, working on concepts for projects and stuff, it could be, like, long. But as soon as, like, I figured out, like, what exactly I wanted it to sound like, what messages I'm trying to get across, and like who I want to be producing the tracks, everything just like seems to be working out pretty well. So I started working on the project like in February, and I worked with Art Vintage. He executively produced it. I got a track done by Poetics, and then another track by John Kemp. He's a local producer around Tallahassee. He's pretty good. He produced Crazy Stupid Faith. But getting into that project mode and, you know, fitting in different concepts and stuff like that and making music that people could relate to, but it's also for me, too, because I always wanted to put music out that I enjoy listening to. So it was a long process, but I finally got able to get it done. It was worth it in the end because of all the great feedback that you've been getting.
Word. So, like you said, you mentioned that, you know, you make music for yourself and you make music for the people. And I know that could be a struggle for some artists, you know what I'm saying, to try to decide, like, if you want to do something that people are really going to vibe to, or if you just want to do something that you want to like and then just hope that people are on the same wave that you want. So where do you fit on that spectrum? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, not everyone fits one way or the other. So where do you fit on that spectrum of, I want this to be dope for a lot of people, and I want to make sure that I'm true to myself?
Well, I always think about the people first, because if they don't rock with a song, then what's the point in making something? So it's like, I always want to cater to the people and what they want to listen to. And then afterwards, it's like, okay, am I satisfied with the sound? Is this something I would listen to during, like, the end production? And if it's something I won't listen to on my daily, like, basis, then I'm not going to put it out, because more than likely people won't mess with the joint if me as an artist won't even listen to my own music. Like, I don't find a point in that, but I always try to, like, make music. Yeah, you know, so that's a little the gimmick of it.
Nah, I feel you on that. I know it's always going to be a struggle. Not really for myself, per se, but it was always just going to be a struggle with just artists that, you know, you want to keep that integrity, but also, too, you want to do it for the people. Matter of fact, I remember I had a song where it was based off a conversation me and my best friend was having, and on the line, I was like, you know, screw the art tip. You know, as long as your heart is in it, you know, you don't need to regret. You know what I'm saying? So as long as, I didn't say that, listen to the song, I have to say some choice words, but like I said, I'm getting to that. But in the line, I was expressing, like, I was having my best friend expressing to me that, hey, you know, it's not about necessarily trying to do what's happening for you, but doing what's for the people, but knowing that as long as you're creating it from your heart, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be good. It's going to be all good. So,
yeah, that's true. That's very true, bro. I always want to do things from the heart, man, because, man, honestly, if your heart ain't in it, dog, you're going to end up putting out something that you don't even rock with yourself. So it's like, man, all I do is follow my heart, man. If it's something I'm passionate about, because all my music, bro, it's something that I actually care about. If it's talking about love, or if it's talking about this world, or talking about my faith, there's always something that I actually, you know, purposely, like, create just for the sake of it. So I always got to follow your heart, man.
No doubt. As long as you follow your heart, you know what I'm saying, you can only be respected. So, and I respect that about you. You come with a lot of energy. You seem like, you know, you really, first of all, you seem like you're really happy, you know what I'm saying? And it comes across in your music, it comes across in your performances, and and that energy, I think that's what really draws people to you, is that you just have that really positive energy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
True. So, being that, okay, if someone hasn't heard the project, you know what I'm saying, like, what would you hope they would take away from the project?
What would I hope they take away from it? I honestly would hope that they take away positivity in a way that you can enjoy. Because nowadays, it's like, there's so much music going out and so many different artists and stuff that just don't be talking about nothing. And I wanted to change that. I wanted to make, like, an alternative where people could, like, y'all can get a good message out of the music. I'm teaching a lot of stuff, man. If they just tune in and, like, actually listen to the lyrics or read the lyrics online, then they'll see that there's messages, like, subliminal messages that's in each and every song trying to talk about different things in life. And if they get these messages, they're also going to be given like a good vibe, like a good production, good beat. They can vibe out to the song, like rock with it in any type of way. So it's like I want them to take away those messages in every song, but I also want them to take away like a good feeling, like, wow, I feel good after this song. I can run this back, or let me tell my friends about this, and then we're going to make an alternative, and then people are going to start to adjust and start liking different type of music that is clean.
right. They don't have to worry about it, like, hey, yo, you know, it's not going to, you know, if I'm trying to be in a certain space mentally,
exactly,
you know, be too jarring, you know, in regards to doing that. And I can understand that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And like the biggest thing is, honestly, I'm a Christian, right? So it's like I always got to be aware of what I'm doing, what I'm talking about and stuff like that. So like one of the biggest things for me is like, if I can spread the gospel in my music, then I'm going to do that. And that's just something I'm going to do. But then I'm not going to spread it in a way where I'm going to be, like, trying to tell people what to do or, like, stuff like that. Nah, bro, I'm spreading love. Like, I'm spreading love and, like, good vibes to everybody. Like, I don't have to necessarily be talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus on all my songs. But I will be having fun and, like, trying to uplift other people and stuff like that. So it's like you can get those good vibes by the type of music I make. So, you know?
Right. And actually, we're going to get into that. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the music, let people know what the vibe is.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to jump back into, you know what I'm saying, the mixing of your faith and the music and how, you know what I'm saying, you bring that balance. So, yeah, so without further ado, we're going to drop, you know what I'm saying, the Crazy Stupid Faith, and then
okay.
You know, come back around with this Island Girl, right? Because I love the song, but can't remember the title.
What is that?
The I keep calling it the Island Girl. Is that the title of the song?
Yeah, Island Girl, yeah.
Island Girl, okay. I love that song. That's between that and Bread and Butter, those are my two favorite tracks. But we're going to get into Crazy Stupid Faith and Island Gal here on the Enigma Self Hour. Are you not entertained or, you know, you got time or whatever the crazy stupid motto I got for the show? Let's go.
This is just a part of me. It's a part of who I am. Crazy Stupid Faith. It's something that we all need. Check me out.
You're trying to tell me that you never ever fell in love. That it made you feel like never will you get us stuck. Complacent with the lifestyle that you live. Hoping that someday you finally drift, you finally will. Far too many folks carrying them guns. We got kids. Tell me what to do, only what we really would. I got that crazy faith enough that I trust the realest hero. Don't even need the Nero, cause I'm cold, my temper is zero. Trying to freeze the world's disease, make it fresh like Febreze. I'm begging on my knees, Lord, please help us release the demons that hide in the lives of our brothers and sisters. We trying to be different, getting rid of the blisters. Our faith is strong enough, call it heavyweight. I refuse to fall, I'm about to gravitate. Crazy stupid faith, crazy stupid faith. My homies back in the hood in need of a newer place. Crazy stupid faith, crazy stupid faith. Don't come for me unless you're really trying to get saved. Crazy stupid faith, crazy stupid faith. We tearing up the game, hit them with the fadeaway. Crazy stupid faith, crazy stupid faith. Yeah. It's crazy stupid faith. Gotta get to the time where we cast out our feet. Heaven on the side and we know that the street. Memories came, I remember the week. Cleanse their soul, demons will flee. Come in the morning, don't care if they morning, slide through, pull a door and door. I think it's a calling. What's crazy faith you say? He came and made a way. For me and you, we safe. No need to run away from him. Get a word, read it and seek wisdom. Don't gotta be alone, get friends, have fun. Just another day, where souls are one. I'm glad to say
My vibe's my gun. Get a message, then put it back and replay. Every man in the game is relay. My sins on the cross been prepaid. I'm in my bag, grabbing sweet lace. Big suitcase, old mistakes. Anyway that I say, I can't get my hands on the blessings from his son. All my friends on the low, circle small, call it close. Say goodbye to the foes. God already opened doors. This crazy faith, I'll lead the way. Stop the hate, no debate. I seen the rules, I check the views, I pay my dues. Yeah. Now it's time for you. Crazy, stupid faith. Crazy, stupid faith. My homies back in the hood in need of a newer place. Crazy, stupid faith. Crazy, stupid faith. Don't come for me unless you're really trying to get saved. Crazy, stupid faith. Crazy, stupid faith. We tearing up the game, hit them with the fadeaway. Crazy, stupid faith. Crazy, stupid faith. Yeah, it's crazy, stupid faith.
From a shoddy, two times from a goddy, three times let's go away. I know you want me, I know you want me. Know that crazy. No, 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 no.
What you see, what you do, where you from, daddy? You dress so formal.
Talking about layups, leave that for the players. Don't let them dudes control your freedom. They cannot see your vision. You do not need man or religion. Relationship is key for the kingdom. One time for my shawty, two times for my daddy, three times let's go away. I know you want me.
Him with Island Gal and Crazy Stupid Faith. Man, that's dope, bro. You did a good job with them joints, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. That's some good vibes right there.
For real, for real. Ain't nothing about me got nothing to do with no Caribbean. But I'm vibing with that joint. That joint got me. I'm on that wave, boy. I'm on it.
Man,
on my country
still. I had to. I appreciate that, man. I had to do it one time for the fam, man.
No doubt. Yeah. Now, again, earlier before we went to the set, whatever, you know what I'm saying, you was talking about, you know, you have your faith or whatever, and, you know, having mm-hmm. to represent that. And mm-hmm. I kind of understand somewhat. Last project I dropped, the Super Enigma, originally was mm-hmm. going to be the Christian rap album. But I felt like I wasn't really reflecting my life like I should have. Still not. But you know, so I didn't really go super strong on it in regards to just, you know, like you said, kind of some Jesus chip. But I still want to kind of like that vibe or whatever. But being that, you know, definitely show to be a lot more faithful. How is it in marrying, you know, the rap side? Now, it was not necessarily a bad side, but, you know, marrying, you know, making songs, even like a song like Island Girl, which some people may seem like isn't the Christian type song to make, versus, mm-hmm. you know, still maintaining, you know what I'm saying, your faith and that identity yeah. in your faith.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's basically like we can literally talk about anything. Like, I'm a hip-hop artist, you feel me? It's like I make music. I could talk about, like, literally anything I want if it's not degrading, if it's not bashing women, if it's not, like, excessive vulgar or stuff like that. It's just, like, it can't be no nonsense or no ignorance. So it's like I can talk about, if I want to talk about eating Doritos, I can talk about eating Doritos, and you feel me?
Right.
So it's like I can literally just make anything and just keep living the life how I want to live, and you know, be good. Yeah, you know. So,
and I respect that. It's about,
yeah, it's not really like about exactly what I'm saying or talking about in the music. It's more of how I'm living on a daily basis, because
right.
I could be saying one thing on a track, but then if somebody see me like in a club getting down, it's like, yo, what you doing? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, it's more important for me to show people that light with my walk with Christ. So it's like how I live on a daily basis. That's what I want people to recognize and see. And then hopefully like they'll be encouraged by that. And actually want to like tune in and listen to what I got to say on my music. Then they'll figure out like, yo, this man is dope. Like, he's talking about a whole type of stuff. Like, I like this music. I can vibe to this. Like, they just heard just now in those two songs, man.
No, I'm definitely with it. I know for me, being in Top Flight, as much as I was in Top Flight at the time, yeah, mm-hmm. I would have been. I definitely could have been like, Jesus, have saved me. Oh, like, man. Wait, Enigma, we just saw you in Top Flight with something in your hand, and that wasn't Jesus juice, Mr. Jackson. So,
exactly.
So I was like, yeah, nah, I'm not going to. I did have one song I did with Tarif Knockout, in which, mm-hmm. you know, I go, not go hard, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely profess my faith in how God has helped me through situations, or really anybody mm-hmm. in situations or whatever. But the rest of the project, I just kind of not steered away from it. But the main thing is I just didn't, the album didn't have profanity, or at least profanity didn't come from my end.
Mm-hmm.
So just try to keep it clean like that. So I respect, you know what I'm saying, artists such as yourself who not only are not afraid, are not ashamed, Lecrae, however you say it, but not unashamed to, you know, put your face on your sleeve. But then also too, mm-hmm. not like trying to knock people aside the head either. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, be able to just, you know, make the music and not be like,
man,
like, you gotta read Romans 11. Like, hold up, bro. Like, I'm trying to vibe.
Right. Man, we don't got no, man, I ain't nobody to be trying to judge anybody from what they doing or condemning people with my music, man. I'm just trying to, like, you know, just have fun with it, man. That's not what it's about, man. Let God do all that judging and stuff. Not us.
Word. Well, that's dope. So, being, you know what I'm saying, like I said, it's your first project, and you did exceedingly well in my eyes.
You hit it, man.
What's next on the agenda? Like, what do you expect, or what should we expect from you in the next 6 months to year from now?
Well, y'all could expect a whole lot of singles, man, because after, in about 2 weeks, maybe, I'll be releasing another single. And after that, I plan on releasing music every month, if not every 2 weeks, just to keep it on, like, a consistent basis so people could always get something to listen to, because nowadays it's like the attention span has dwindled. So, you know, creators have to continue to keep producing so people could keep in touch with us and, like, always want to be engaged with the music. So, you could expect a lot more music. I'm working on a couple of things right now, which is going to be, like, by far, like, some of the best work I've ever done. We are currently planning planning to do some shows, you know, some self-produced shows to make it, like, intimate and, like, fun, because I feel like that's what people need right now. But that should be coming around, like, October, November-ish. I'm performing at the Black Student Union pep rally that is collaborated with FAMU. So you got to look out for that. You can go to FSU, BSU Instagram page and, like, check out the flyer that's there. My flyer is coming out soon. So that's the next place y'all can catch me at that pep rally. So that's going to be something cool. And expect more visuals. And also, the key thing that y'all can expect is some merchandise. So we're working on merchandise right now for the album to get that out to people, because people have been asking me about it. So I can't wait for y'all to get those, man. It's going to be dope.
And where are people be able to get it? Cause I know you got, you know what I'm saying, the Shim shirts, which look dope. You know what I'm saying? So where will people be able to get either in contact with you, or how they can get their hands on your merchandise?
Mm-hmm. So they could easily, it's going to be all over my social media, man. All it takes is a simple, like, direct message, and we will work on that. And if you need shipping, I could give you the shipping receipts and all that type of stuff. Because it's all done by me. Like, this is me doing this, like, by myself. So it's like, I'm able to, like, ship it to y'all. If y'all in Tallahassee, I could drive it to y'all. You know, it's more like, it's on, like, a personal basis, you know? I want to just make sure that, you know, people, like, actually know that I care about them supporting me. So it's like, all they got to do is reach out to me when they get released. It'll be all over social media and stuff like that. And we could work out the details.
All right, yeah, let people know how to get in contact with you. Go ahead,
drop that sign on, bro. Y'all can get me on all social media. Everything on social media is Shem, S-H-E-M underscore R-T-B. That's Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. That's all that. You can find me on Facebook at Shem Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. That's social media right there, man.
No doubt. So, y'all make sure y'all holler at my man, you know what I'm saying, because even right now, I'm watching some merch from my man Big Low, so it come down to, you know what I'm saying, underground artists that's trying to come up, you know what I'm saying, like, the merch game is real, and that's how, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
you
show
support, you know what I mean, more so, because especially with the music, you know what I'm saying, everybody's streaming, we only getting pennies on the dollar with them streams, so... If you really want to show support, like, for real, like,
yeah, man, for real.
Y'all make sure, man, y'all be out there, y'all stop, my man, you know what I'm saying, get to that, you know what I'm saying. We all came to the end of the podcast. I appreciate you, bro. Anybody listening? Yeah, it's going to be some mix-up. Your boy did it again, but not as much as I did last time. But... I'm going to see what I can do to try to clean that up. So hopefully by the time most of y'all hear this, that'll be cleaned up. But I'll handle that. But besides that, yo, man, I appreciate you, man, being on the show. Again, I love your energy. You know what I'm saying? I love the you know what I'm saying, your message or whatever you got in your music. And I just encourage you, man, to continue to, you know what I'm saying, on this journey, on this mission, you know what I'm saying, keep your head high and you just keep grinding, all right?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. Also, bro, Enigma, like, thanks, bro, for the opportunity. You know, this is something that we need, like, new artists and upcoming artists, and especially in the Tallahassee area, dog. So we appreciate you a lot for this, man.
Yo, it's my pleasure, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, be about. I see people doing, you know what I'm saying, anything or whatever. So, you know, if I can help out, I'm going to help out. That's all come down to. You feel me?
Straight up.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. You are listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. You out of here. Yeah.